Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
Had an engagement this morning with Chandler Early College, just some students that are either excelling or ones that are in a position where, you know, maybe they haven't made the right decisions in life, and then they've landed themselves in a situation, a little sticky situation. So I'm excited to go and pour in some hope, go give them the perspective of planted, not buried, and how they can persevere in all circumstances, and they just got to change their mind. How worthy they are. How worthy they are. How they got something deep within them that they've suppressed, but they got to let that dog out. And I just wanted to talk today about MVP, man, just the MVP, most valuable player, most valuable person, right? And I got a shout out to one of my friends. It's a family friend of mine. We've used them for our birth, and their son just won MVP of this showcase for a tight end position. And I was so excited to see this, because over the last couple of years, there's been some turmoil in this kid's life. There's been some pressure that's been put on him. There's been some verbal accusations that's happened to him. There's been some poking, some just unhealthy things that have had to happen to him over the last couple of years, right? And I've had conversations with his dad, and I've heard the backstory of all of this. I've heard their heart behind it. I've heard their wisdom and discernment, how they parent their child. And I am so proud of them as parents for the way that they've handled all of the turmoil, right? And above all of this, like, even on the football field, this kid hasn't really been given the opportunity. Let's just say that people haven't seen his giftedness, people haven't seen his excellence, and decided, hey, we need to get that kid in the game, we need to put him in. Like, he's played, he's done really well, he's a beast physically, he's just awesome, he just looks the part, right? But it hasn't translated to playing as much as he would like in the games, or as much as his parents would like in the games. But what I want to tell you today is he just won an MVP of a showcase, and he just got invited to a national tournament, right? So even when somebody doesn't see your ability, even when somebody doesn't see your gifting, my friends, do not quit. Do not give up. God has planted something within you that even if somebody doesn't see it, you can still strive for it. Even if somebody doesn't see what you see in yourself, that doesn't mean you stop going for your destiny. Because I believe there's something inside of you. There's something deep down within all of you. Everyone listen to this. There's something deep down within you that you have suppressed, and that is hungry to be let out. And sometimes we let the world get the best of us. We let trials get the best of us. We let what people say get the best of us. We let bullies get the best of us. We let social media get the best of us. And we suppress this God-given hunger for more. And we suppress like our giftings. We suppress our excellence. But I want to tell you right now that that dog within you is hungry. There is something underneath your heart. It's in the pit of your soul, and it's ready to be let out. But you cannot stop feeding it. You feed it by working out. You feed it by working on your mind. You feed it by working harder than anybody else. You keep feeding that dog. You keep feeding that energy. You keep feeding the gifting that God has given you deep below. And I promise you, what is done in the dark will be present in the light. What is done in secret, it will be rewarded. We may not get our outward reward on this side, but I promise you there is a reward in heaven that is waiting for you. And I am so proud of this kid, for despite the turmoil, despite all the things that has happened into his life, he kept fighting. He kept going. He said, I don't really care. I don't give a rat's what other people think about me. I don't care if somebody sees it or not. All I care about is doing my very best. Is doing my very best in the weight room and doing my very best running and doing my very best. Every time I show up to a showcase, every time I show up to a tryout, every time I show up to a session, I'm going to do my very best. And lo and behold, 2 years later, MVP of a tournament, right? Now he's going to a national showcase. What can that do for him? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what God's going to do on his life. I don't know the exposure that he's going to get. And truth be told, I don't even know if it's going to translate next year to the current high school team that he's on. But sometimes it's not going to translate to your current environment, but you're going to change the world. Don't miss that. Sometimes your giftedness won't even translate in your own city, but you can change the world. My friends, look at Jesus the Nazareth. Oh, we're talking about Jesus? You're talking about Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth? No. Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth? No. That can't be him that's healing the blind. That can't be him that's healing the sick. That can't be him that if you just touch his robe, you will be healed. Oh, not Jesus the carpenter. Oh, come on. Somebody talk to me. Like, let's not get it twisted that it's hard to be the savior of the world in your own hometown. But that didn't stop Jesus, man. He had a calling. He had communication. He had alignment with God. He had 3-in-1 working through him. God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. He didn't let what nobody said about him slow him down. So if you have the power within you, if you've given your life to Jesus and you have that power within you, why are you suppressing your greatness? Just because nobody else tells you you're great? Just because nobody else confirms it on the roster? Just because nobody else says, yeah, that dude's a dog. A dog doesn't have to be called a dog to know it's a dog, right? You don't have to be called a superstar to know you're a superstar. You already are. Just go out and be. Go out and be the very best version of yourself. Stop playing it safe. There's a dog within you that's hungry. Start feeding it. Start feeding it good things. That's what I got for you today. This is a major shout out to my boy, my friend, that despite adversity, despite what people said, despite accusations, despite turmoil, despite strife, man, he's been planted for a higher purpose. He's been planted for a higher calling. He's been planted to do something special with his life. He doesn't give a rip what everybody says in his own community. And I'm pumped up for him. I'm fired up to see what he does with this opportunity. And I'm fired up to see what God does in his life. And I'm fired up. I hope you're encouraged by this story that you go and be the MVP of your circle. You go and be the MVP of the thing God is calling you to do. Go be your very best. Go be excellent in all that you do. Go be the best version of yourself. Stop suppressing what's deep within. Sometimes people aren't going to see it, but that doesn't mean you stop chasing your destiny. Come on now. I'm fired up. Let's go and get it today. MVP season is now. MVP season is now. Look at Brock Purdy, man. Last pick in the draft, going to the Super Bowl. Gives all glory to God. Right? Barely got recruited to Iowa State. Somebody got hurt. Then he filled in. That ended up starting for 4 years. Come on. To God be the glory. Let's go and get it.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and a five-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonvold.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonvold.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.